So it doesn't mean Shuris Asureis that the Peris are Oser. It means Shuris Asureis that he's Eiver and Iser, that he's Chayiv Malkes and Shimshov, but the Peris are not Oser. So the Rosh understood the Ramban to apply to be applying to having, to refer to the case of Eilu Mitzrayim. But when you look at the Chiddushei HaRashba, how the Chiddushei HaRashba mentions the Ramban, so you can see that according to the Rashba, the Ramban mentions this aloche, that when the Braise says Shvuyes Avoy Asureis, it is limited to the case of Nochosh Kiras B'Sabbat, but it does not have reference to Eilu Mitzrayim. Now, if you have the Chiddushei HaRashba, now the Rashba, and now Gemara, Horeg Asina B'chol Asvorim, Tone, Kishem Shenire Avoy Mitorim, Kach Shvuyes Avoy Mitoris, V'chein Yishnuyo B'tisefte, V'im Teima Avali B'shvuyes Shoninu, Eizeu Shvuyes Shov, Nishbal Shanes Hayedua, Nishbal Dova Sheyefshar, Im Roisi Gomu Peri Abavir, Al Meshvuyes Avoy Asureis, V'leikin Aleyem. So, how does the prices say here, Kach Shvuyes Avoy Mitoris, and the Rashba had the gear say, Kach Shvuyes Avoy Mitoris? יש לי מה, דירוכה בשני מקים בדווקא, אלא בדרך הגוז. So when the pricing in Dorim says, כך שהוא יש אבוים תורס, so as reference to the case, where he's not mind his love. אבל הוסום, כשאים בדווקא, וכן שפירי שבו מהקים, לא היא בדרך אבוי, אני אומר, אלא שאולי זה כממש, או שנשאל מסחב ומקים בדרך אבוי, ואומר לה, ונראה שכן תרצו בירושלמי כאן, ובשבועי זה גרסי לנוסון, כשם שני רבוי מתורים, ואותו נשבועי סבוי אסוריס, רב ירמי בשם רב דוס, כאן במעמידים, כאן בשם מעמידים. עד כאן גרסי ירושלמי. פירש, מעמידים בשם מעמידים, כמו שמערתי, כאן שמעמידים לכם. ומער זה גבורוף, שהוא קים דרך אמס. כאן בשם מעמיד גבורוף לראים, יש לו יום מער על דרך הפלוט. כן נראה לי. ואוי דוי אפשר להתארץ. דימו מה שבוע שלא יכול כיכר זה, אם לא ירואי סינו חושב יכיר אז בסבד, הכיכר מותר, לפי שלא נסחב בו לעשר הפריס עולוב, אלא המדבורוב. אבל יהיה מלכס להיקה, משום שבוע שוב, כי אם כוסף הרמב״ן בפסקי הלכי סוף. So the Ramban, so the Rashba mentions in the name of the Ramban, this, that, in respect to the case of Loroisi Nochash Kikeres B'Sabbat. So there the Ramban distinguishes between the status of the Peres and the Iser of the Gavre. So he says that the Peres, when we say, when the price says, Kach Shvuyes Avoy Mitoreis, it means Kach Shvuyes Avoy Mitoreis, that the Peres are Muter. The Peres are Muter. But the Gavre is Eiver and Iser of Shov and Ischai of Malkes. So in other words, from the Rashba it's mashma that the Ramban shita is the same shita as the Ran. The Ran distinguishes between the two cases in the Mishnah. Between the two cases in the Mishnah. The first case of Eilu Mitzrayim, so there it's a case of Guz. There it's a case of Guzme. So over there the Ramban agrees with the shita of the Ran. So in regard to the first case in the Mishnah of that Peris Asurim Alayim Leroisi Kei B'derech Hazeh Kei L'Mitzrayim, so then it's Mutoreis, not only that the Peris are Mutoreis, and he is not even an Isar either. He is not even an Isar either. But in the second case of Peris Asurim Alayim Leroisi Nochash Kikeres B'Sabbat, so the Ramban agrees with the Shita of the Ran, that there it's not Shaya Guzme. There it's not Chaya Gizme, there it's a Sheka Gomo. But since it is obviously a Sheka Gomo, so mainly we say that he didn't even mean to answer the Peres. So the Peres, so Kach Shvuyes Avoy Mutoreis, means that the Peres are not Oser in the case of Nochosh Kikeres B'Sabbat. But he is Chayev Malkes, but in the first case, So Shvuyis Avoyim Toreis means not only that the Peir is Amuter, that he's not even an Yisar either. So the Kashe of the Rosh against the Ramban is no Kashe. But apparently the Rosh assumed the Pshat and the Ramban differently, not the way the Rashbo, the Chidushi HaRashbo mentions in the name of the Ramban. The way the Rashbo mentions in the name of the Ramban, so the Ramban Shite is Mamish like the Shite of the Ran. But the Rosh understood the Ramban to refer to Eile Mitzrayim as well. So Eile is the Trashe. By Eile Mitzrayim, so it is Guzme. So why isn't the Peres Muter? Because he didn't mean to Aser. So why isn't the Peres Osea? Because he didn't mean to Aser it. So, because he meant it Losh in Guzme, so Eile shouldn't behave in Aser of Shavina. But according to what the Rashbo mentions in the name of the Ramban, there is no Kash. Now then the Rosh proceeds and he says as follows. V'richilek, v'hochel yoma kol peres, v'osam oma kol peres, hilkach habesh v'ashom, v'yefshaloi liyeis b'loi achilas kol peres. So in other words, that hochel yoma kol peres, v'osam oma kol peres, hilkach habesh v'ashom, So in other words, it's like the Rabbeinu Tam in Shavuos. That the reason is why it's Yeshua Shov over there on the Mishnah in Shavuos is because he has said Kol Peres. So since it's Yeshua Shov on the basis of the fact that he was Nishba, Al Dovashi Yafshabi Yodeli Kaimei, Imruisi, Havi Motzele Meimar, Bein Yashua Sheleichel Kol Peres. So why does he have to mention the Mishnah over there? Imruisi, Ela Ashminon, the Aval Gav Shel Yosramolo, Imro Keili Mitzrayim, Visal Kodai Techaminei. Dikore liam rav eli mitzrayim kedam rein she komash milon diloi. So the Ri gives the teretz. It is needless to mention that if he didn't mention im loy roisi nochosh kekeres b'sabat, if he didn't mention im loy roisi ke eli mitzrayim, so yes, ruperes eilam alai, then of course it's a Yeshua Shov. If he just said yes, so then it's like Shavuos Shel Yishin Gimel Yom. So then it is in the portion of Yeshua Shov. The Chiddush is even if he said yes, Ruperes Olam Alai, im loy roisi keil Mitzrayim. So I could argue that he meant it b'derech guzme. So he only meant if I didn't see a multitude of people. But he did see a multitude of people. So Mimele it shouldn't be Yeshua Shov. So Komash Milon it is Yeshua Shov. Komash Milon it is Yeshua Shov. This is what he mentions in the name of the Ri. Now it's a very strange Ri. So in other words, so what is he saying, the Ri? That I could have his Al Kedaitoch. Now he mentions the case of im lo roisi keil mitzrayim. The avol gav shel yosrom olof im ro keil mitzrayim. Visal kadai techamine di kore leam rav el mitzrayim. Kedam reinshe komash milon delay. Even though the Mishnah in Shavuos doesn't even mention el mitzrayim, and the Ran says here bikavone he doesn't mention el mitzrayim, but because el mitzrayim it wouldn't be Yeshua Shov because that's a guzme. So we see that the Ri is chelik on the Ran, and the Ri holds that over here, when the Mishnah says Yesru or like Kopir Shabeilam im loyroisi gomu pereya ba'avir, so it's not only im loyroisi gomu pereya ba'avir, but lavdavki gomu pereya ba'avir. The same way would be if he said Yesru Kopir Shabeilam alai im loyroisi. And as a matter of fact, Teisves in Shavuos, Esekashe, אם לא רואיסי כמו פריח, תימד אורך כתוני כמו פריח וכתוני כאילו מצרים, ופירי קרבוני דורים, כבנת רבי תוני לו מצרים וכתוני כמו פריח. And this is what given it arets. So obviously the re holds the thing of Haname. The same thing that Gemara says in Shavuos in connection with Rios for Peres Ha'il Amalai, Im Roisi, Gomu Chepere Ba'avir, would apply to the case of Im Rios for Peres Ha'il Amalai, Im Roisi, Kele Mitzrayim. The same thing. And the Chiddush is, and the reason as to why it's Ishov, is because he asked all the Peres. And if he didn't ask all the Peres, then, so because he asked all the Peres, that's why it's Ishov Ashov. But, and why does the Gemara mention Im Roisi, Kele Mitzrayim? Because I could say, in the case where he says Yos Operes Olam Alai Stam without a condition, so then it is Yeshua Shov. But if he says Yos Operes Olam Alai Im Loisi Kelo Mitzrayim, so then it is Beloshin Guzme. And if it is Beloshin Guzme, so Memele it shouldn't be Yeshua Shov, because the truth is that he did see a multitude of people. So Kamash Malon, we don't say it's a Loshin Guzme. So the Kashi is, but our Gemara says that it is a Loshin Guzme. L'chol apoches vis-a-vis El Mitzrayim. So we see now the Chiddush HaRashbo mentions Sishitas HaRishenim that there is a difference between Nidorim and Shavuos, because Shavuos is Chomer Beinei Odom. So Mimele, when a person takes Ishwe, he doesn't resort to Loshin Guzme. When does a person resort to Loshin Guzme if he takes an Eda? But when he takes Ishwe, a person doesn't resort to Loshin Shwe. So Mimele, so this Gemara deals with Nidorim. So by Nidorim one resorts to Loshin Shwe. Mashein came by Shmue, one does not resort to Rosh Shmue. So that's why the Ri says that by Shmue, if one will say Shmue Shaleich Operis im Loiroisi Keile Mitzrayim, so then it will be a Shmue Shov, because we don't say that it's a Rosh Shmue. Now the Karneiro says that. It seems to be a machlekes reshenim in regard to the pshat and the gemara here. Midikoma. It's not so explicit, but it seems that there is a machlekes reshenim. Now, when the gemara is the kashe. Hech dom shvoy shavoy. Ilay medom shvoy im loyisi biderach hazeh. Midikoma. So the Ran says. So some say that we are not gerset, and the Ran had the gerset. Hariyotz shul hasheker kleima sheim loshen ze shum hashmoes ulasheker lav davke elo kleima aloi dovo kidisiv kro ach lasheker shomarti. So and then the Rosh says. Oh, midim komar de khim de neisa shum dover lof ein bilosh na ze shvu klar ve li gor as ar yot shvu la sheker because if we are there is ar yot shvu la sheker so it would imply there is a shvu and there is no shvu because it doesn't say anything if it's an incomplete statement doesn't even make sense im lo shvu shel im lo yoyis it doesn't say anything so from the rosh it's mashma that if a person will make and in a shvue, in the form of a shvue, he'll make an incomplete statement. It will not even make sense. He'll say, shvuo im lo yoyisi. Im lo yoyisi what? It doesn't make sense. So then there is no isa. And because of that, the Rosh says, we cannot be geris ha-yotzis ha-shvuo la-sheker. Because if we are geris ha-yotzis ha-shvuo la-sheker, so then it implies that there is an isa. And there is no isa. The Ram is geres ariyos to shvul hashekeah. So he says, "Hashekeah lav davke kaleim alu lo idomo." Kidichsiv koach hashekeah shemad. So it's mashma from the Rosh and the Ram that if a person will say an incomplete statement and it won't even make sense. Shvuoyim lo yoyisi b'derech hazeh. So there is no aver. There is no isa of shov. There is no isa of shov. And from the Ritva, it's also mashma that way. The Ritva says, "Hariyotziso the Ritva and the Rif. Hariyotziso shvul hashekeah pirish lav davke elukleim ala hevel veloy klum koma shein zeloshin shvul klal voshvul rikul vato." If the Ritva shita had been that where a person says shvul loyro yisi b'derech hazeh. So he's either an iser of shvua shov. So he would say the shvua lav davke sheker lav davke elolei mar shov. He doesn't say elolei mar ein zelo shishvua klal v'shvua lerikul vatol. But he doesn't say it's a shvua shov. So from all these rishenim it's mashma that where a person makes an incomplete statement that doesn't make sense and he uses shvua in that statement. So it doesn't involve an isa. It doesn't involve an isa. Now, from the lotion of the Rashbo, so he says, the Rashbo says, "Im lo yoyisi midim koma kleima shvu zu ein lo shum hashvoes ve'in inyan muvon loshen ze diim." Loyroyisi, diim loyroyisi, ein loykiyum, diim loyroyisi ein loykiyum bifnei atzmei. It doesn't make sense. Elohim came tailor bein shum dovo. Ki ein shereim er shvuo she esekach, or she loy esekach, diim loy, ein ei ala tnai, vichivu she ein li shvuo se shum ha-shvoes. It doesn't make sense. Hariyot iso shvuo zu mipiv, likedi, ulishov. V'yafal gav de amrinon, hariyotzo shvua l'shekeh, lav shekeh gomu koma, el lipomim kiri lishof shekeh. So, mipnei shehashekeh hu dovo sheinei, u lidovo sheinei mashmoy izkir lo shekeh, u dechavosei ashkuchon bishvues perik shvues shtayim, ditnan shvua sheichon kikazu, shvua shol yichvenu, horishenu mishum bitu, vashliu mishum shvua shov. Vakshina lo bidmore hashte mishum bitu mechayev mishum shvues lo mechayev ari yotzi sheshvua la sheker omar abaye dom ha-shvua shor yisi. So in other words, alright, so in other words, so the Rashbo shita is that here, even though he had the girsay, la sheker, but he says, sometimes the Gemara uses the expression shua sheker in the sense of shua shop. But we see from the Rashba that according to him, he is either an iser of shop. So there seems to be a machlekes reshenim, a basic machlekes. If somebody makes an incomplete statement, in other words, it doesn't make sense. He says, Shvua im loy roisi. Im loy roisi what? Doesn't make sense. But he said Shvua. So according to the Ran and the Rosh and the Ritvo, it's mashma. It doesn't involve an Iser of Shvua Shop. It doesn't involve an Iser of Shvua Shop. Even though the Ritvo happens to be one of those Rishenim who hold that Nishba L'Kayim is a mitzvah. If not for the Gzeres HaKosuv, of Nishbati v'akayim ol Nishma Mishpitz et Kecho, it would be Shov. Why? Because in view of the fact that the Ritva agrees in the Shita of the Ramban that any Shvue that does not have any Chaleisim, so is a Shov. So Memele, the Ritva could say that if somebody makes an incomplete statement that doesn't make sense, it certainly has no Chaleisim, so Memele it should be Shov. So, but the Ritva doesn't hold that it is Shav, because only when someone in a Shvue says something, it has no Chaleisim, but it makes sense. Mashein came, if someone makes an incomplete statement with the Shvue, it doesn't even make sense. So then, it's Mufke of Sheker, and it's Mufke of Shav too, for the same reason that it's Mufke of Sheker, because he didn't say anything. So it's Mufke of Shav too. Shav is only Shayach. When can a Shvue be Shvue Shav? If he says something, Shamis is a Yidua, Lamis is a Yidua, Dova Shiyaf Shav Yidri Kaime, Nishbel Vatlas HaMitzvah, he says something that makes sense. But if he makes an incomplete statement and it doesn't make sense, so it's Mufke of Shav as well. But the Shita of the Rashbo is Adarab. Just because it doesn't make sense, so Memele it's Mufke of Sheker. It couldn't be Sheker, it doesn't make sense. So it's Chayav Malkes and Shimshon. So that's a basic machlekes. All right, we'll look.
Nidrish Gogeis, Imo Chalti Vim Shosisi, Vinizkia Shochal Vishoso, Shaneichel Vishanishese, Vishochach, Vyochal Vishoso. So the Ran says that this Mishnah discusses two cases. The first case is, and both cases are cases of Asering, Achilas Siye, on the basis of Tnach. But the first case has reference to one who said, Kenem Kikazel Lai, Imochalti Vim Shosisi. Esme, where the Tnai, so he asserts something, our Tnai, and the Tnai is a Tnai of Ova. The second case discusses one who says, Kenem Kikel Zerlai, Im Eichal, Vim Eshte. So in other words, both cases are cases of Kenem and Itnai. But the first case is a case of Kenem and Itnai of Ova. The second case is a case of Kenem and Itnai of Ova. Drega Amikotam. Chodet v'shas nidre hoyo sheyit. Kein Kenem im ochaltim shosisi. So, the Tnai is the Tnai of Ova. Vikotone name shoyo sheyit. Bisho sh'aneda rohu loche. V'af al pi shebisho sh'yotso mipiv. Lo hoyo sheyit. Uchidikotone. Sh'ane eichil v'shani sheyit. Kelema, doma kenem kikya zeolai imani eichel vimani sheisaye. So the second case is also a case of kenem and the tnai of osit. Vishochach viochel vishosit. Dichim dimitre bachile kamai sechai. Vayishaite. Havel sheyeik. Kelema shalom niska shein tolu beisa achilo shum neder loichayo nidre klal. Now we discussed this Ran in connection with the Gemara, the Ran Daf Tesvov, some time ago. And the Ram says, Daf Tesvov on the base. והאבים מפשינו לו יקום את רייס האוכל, דיזינו נוחל הרי הוא בל ילך. כלימה, כשאוכל במזית, כשאוכל במזית, דהיינו שזוכה שאיסר הליך את תולו באכילוס, דיזינו נעבו גם דוחל ברישי מעלה בשני. וכגי שאוכל במרישי, בשני, כלימה, שלא יוזוכו בשור שאוכל, שאיסר הליך את תולו באכילוס, ובחייגבנה מעלה בימשני. There is a mistake, as Rav Kveiga points out. Now, so that time I mentioned that that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesves in Shmuel's Daf Chof Ches. And the Ran, the Chiddush Ran, explains, points out in Shmuel's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesves. Now, there is a loche of Nidrish Gogis or Shmuel's Gogis. So according to Rashi, the Ran in Shmuel points out. So when is a Shmuel Gogeis, and it's not even in Maisavere, it's not even Shegeik, that he, so let's say, suppose there is, he says, Kenem Kikazeh, Kikazeh Oser Alai, Imeichel Kikazeh. In other words, kicker number one, that's the kicker of Isa. And kicker number two is the kicker of Tnai. And if he says, Kene Molai, kicker number one, Imeichel, kicker number two. So, according to the Rashi Shita, the way the Ran, the Rashi is not so simple in Shuiz, but the way the Chiddush Aram explains it, so it all depends what kicker he eats b'shegek first. It doesn't make any difference. If, let's say, he eats kicker number one first. Kicker number one is the kicker shalisa. So, b'shegek. So then, he's not chayev, he called. Or if he eats kicker number two first, so he's not chayev, he called neither. And the Ran, that's Rashi Shita. And the Ran, the Chiddush Aran explains it. Because if, let's say, and the Ran says as follows. If, let's say, suppose there is only one kicker. He asks kicker number one. No kicker shot nine. And then he forgot that he asked kicker number one. And he eats it, let's say, by Shul. So he's highly called. And by Nedea, so he'll have a Maisavere of being given a Bal Yachl B'Shedik. So, but if, let's say, there are two Kikores, there is a Kikash of Yisrael and a Kikash of Tnai, and he asks us, Kikah number one, he's Nishba, not to eat Kikah number one. If he'll eat Kikah number two, if he eats one kicker b'shegeik, it doesn't make any difference what kicker it was that he ate b'shegeik. So he's not chayav korban. It's not even ma'is avera, because since one kicker, the iser of one kicker, is contingent upon the achila of another kicker, so he's not put on the alert until he eats one kicker. And if he eats one kicker b'shegeik, so mele is not put on the alert. But if there is just one kicker and he says shmur shalaychol kicker zeh, so then he's at the very outset he's on the alert, and even he forgets, so he's a shegeik and he's chaylikol. That's the shita of Rashi. The shita of Tesves is that it all depends upon the kicker shel tnai. In other words, when is he mufke of kol? If he forgot when he ate the kikash of tnai, because the kikash of tnai, that the achille of the kikash of tnai makes the shvuyah chal. So memele, so that's the aloche. If, let's say, he said shvuyah shaleichel kikah number one, imeichel kikah number two. So if he ate kikah number two b'shegeik, so then, and then And so then he's allowed to be mazy to eat kika number one. Because since the chaleis isa of kika number one is contingent upon the achille of kika number two, so mele the shui is not chal. It's not odom bishui, because the shui has to be chal through the achille of kika number two. And if he's not odom bishui, if he's not cognizant at the time when the shui has to be chal, as a result of the achille of kika number two, so the shui is not chal, so he's allowed to be mazy to eat kika number one. That's the shita of Tesis. But both shitas, Rashi shita and Tesis shita, is that if there is just one kikia, and he, let's say he took his shui not to eat kika number one, there is no kika number two. But then he forgot that he took the shui, forgot, and he ate it. So he's highly cold. That's the shita. Now, the Ran, Taftes Rov, at that time it was mentioned, the Ran Taftes Rov, and the Ran here emphasizes the shita of Rashi. The shita of Rashi. So he says, what's the shita of Rashi according to the Ran's explanation in Chidushi Aran Mishwez? That it doesn't make any difference which achille he was a shaykh. As long as he was a shaykh in the first achille, whether he eats the kikya risa or kikya shaltnai, b'sheikik, so then it's mufke of the isa of shui. Now here he also says, keleima, the oma kenem kikya zeolai, imani eiche, v'imani sheis haye, imani eiche l'sheis haye, v'shochach v'yochal v'shos, d'chim d'nidre, b'achile kamai sechaya. So too, he mentions v'shochach v'yochal v'shos. So, in other words, he was a sheikik in the tnai. But the Ran emphasizes not the fact that he was a sheikik in the tnai, because that was the first achille. The chim di nidre ba'achille kamay sechayil, that's in line with the Ran's shite in shues. The chim di nidre ba'achille kamay sechayil, v'ayi shay tehav le sheikik, kelim ashole niska shei tolu beis achille shem neder, lechayil nidre klal. So the nidre is v'achille kamay sechayil. It doesn't make any difference whether he ate the kikya shel isa or the kikya shel tnai b'sheikik. So since one is dependent upon the other, so mele he is not put on the alert until he eats one. So then he is put on the alert. That's the Ran shita, and it's in line with the shita of Rashi. That's in line with the shita of Rashi. Now, and the most Rishonim seem to agree with the shita of the Ran and Rashi and Teisves that if there is just one kikar, he answered this kikar and then he forgot about the nether or about the shui and he ate it, so then he's a regular sheik. But the shita Zarambam is different. The shita Zarambam, the Karneiro points it out, but in the Karneiro says that the Rambam is difficult, but the Rabbi Avrom in Or, so he mentions that this is the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah. In other words, whereas the Ram and most Rishayim explain that the Mishnah, that the first case in the Mishnah is reference to the case where he asserted, let's say, a kikeh an itnai of over. And then, what was the tnai? Kenem kikeh zeolai imochalti vim shosisi. Esme. So at that time, he asked the kikeh because he was sure he was laboring under the notion that he didn't eat yesterday. That's why he asked the kikeh. And then he reminded himself that he did eat yesterday. So memele, the shui is not chal. The shui is not chal. That's the first case. And then the other case is, also, he asked the kikeh on itnai, but on itnai of osi. Shani eichel v'shani sheise, kenem kikya ze olai, im eichel v'im eshte hayei, im eichel v'im eshte hayei, and then v'shochach v'yochal v'shoso, and then he ate, but at the time he ate, he forgot that because of this eating, he'll be also in the kikya. So since
since he forgot that he'll be osir in the kikar on account of this eating, so this achille doesn't asar in the kikar. Because, so it's not odo bishul. This is how the Ram and most Rishonim explain. But the Rambam explains differently. The first case, he explains the same way as the Ram. Nidrish goge isimo chaltivim shosisi. In other words, keinem kikar ze olai himo chaltivim shosisi ayem. Or himo chaltivim shosisi esmi. And at that time, when he made the neder, he was sure that he didn't eat. That's why he made it. But then he reminded himself that he was oblivious at the time he made the neder. He was oblivious of the fact that he did eat. So, Mimele, it's not Odom Bishwe. Then the second case, Shani Eichel Vishani Sheise, Vishochach Vyochel Vishose. So where is the Ram? Explains, Kenem Kikar Zeolai, and Rashi also explains that way. Kenem Kikar Zeolai, Imeichel Imeshtaye. And they, so they, the Rambam doesn't apply it to the asering of a Kikar Anitnai. But, in other words, Shani Eichel Vishani Sheise. He asked the kikar. There is no time. And then he forgot that he asked the kikar. He forgot that he asked the achille. And he ate it. So since at the time when he violated the neder, or when he violated the shvue, so he didn't remember that he took the shvue, so mimele is an onus. And that's the aloche of Odom Bishwe. So according to the Rambam, the second case in the Mishnah Shaneichel Shanisheise is analogous to the Shvue of Rav Yud and Rav Ase. So they both took Shvues. One took a Shvue Hocha Marav, and the other one took a Shvue Hocha Marav. So Libyan say, so that means in the Maisa Avere, in the Maisa, in the violation, he was an onus. So it's Mufke of the Maisa Avere, it's not Sheyik. It's moved over my Savera. So the same thing applies. The same thing applies to a Shvue of Osid as well. You see, according to the Ran and most Rishonim, when do we say Libyan say that he is an onus and it's no my Savera that he is of Shvue of Ova? So if somebody, let's say, takes a Shvue, I ate, and sincerely thinking that he ate, but then it turns out that he didn't remember, he didn't eat. So then, that's Libyans. So then, he's an onus. And it's moved on by Savere. Mashein came, because what should he do? What should he do? He just didn't remember. So, it's not his fault. Mashein came, if he took a shvue to eat, and then he forgot that he took a shvue to eat. And he didn't eat, or he took a shvue not to eat that day. And he forgot that he took a shvue not to eat. And he ate. So then we do not say, but it's not his fault. It is his fault. He should have been on guard to remember. If at the time when he takes his shvue that he ate and he doesn't remember, so it's not his fault. He has a very poor memory, so what? It's not his fault. But if he took his shvue and lost it, so he has to be always on guard to remember the shvue. This is the shita of most Rishonim. But according to the Rambam, so the same aloha that applies to a shvue of Ofa, Libyan say, so applies also to a shvue of Osit. And this is the pshat in Shaneich or Shaneshese. So the second case in the Mishnah does not refer to a case of asering the kikia and itnai of Osit. But where he just asered the kikia, he asered achille, he asered tzie. And then he was evil, he violated the neder. He violated the shvue because he forgot he took the neder. So it's not shayik. So when he shayik in shvue of osid, chayev kol. So whenever, so the Rambam mentions an example. Pergimul Mechashvues. Halacha Ches. V'keitzat hi ashgogo. Shechayovim oleo korbon lahabo. Kigen shenishba shalo yeichal paschiti. Vishogak Vidimo Shenishba Sheyechal Paschiti Viochlo Sheze Nelmo Mimeno Ashbua Yehoiso Vauzecher as a Hefe Shenishba Zuish Goga Ashbua Zbito Lehabo Shechayok Moleko. In other words, if he forgot the Shvuya altogether, so then he's an onus. It's not his fault, he forgot. According to the Ran, he's not an onus, because he should have been on guard not to forget. Why did he forget? Because he was negligent. He wasn't on guard. So, but according to the Rambam, he's an onus. But suppose he took his Shvuya that he should not eat Pasriti. And he remembered that he took his Shvuya. But he mixed up the facts of the Shvuah. Instead of remembering that the Shvuah was not to eat the Paschitin, so he thought that the Shvuah was that he should eat the Paschitin. So we say, since he remembered, if he forgot everything, so then he's not negligent, he forgot. But if he does remember he took the Shvuah, but he mixed up not eating with eating, So then he's not an honest. In other words, so it's a question. So what's the difference between forgetting the whole Shvuah, or if he remember the Shvuah, but one detail in the Shvuah, in the fact of the Shvuah he forgot, in other words, he's more negligent, he's more neglectful. If he forgot everything, so then he's an honest. A greater degree of honest. Now, in Kolate Rekule, if somebody forgets, he's not considered as onus, or yishegek. But here, since we have a special zersakosov, of Odom b'shvuo, so the geder of onus by shvuo is not the same geder as in kolaterikul. In kolaterikul, it wouldn't be onus. But because there is still an element of fault. But now let's say, suppose someone is Mechal Shabbos and he forgot it Shabbos, so it's analogous to the case where he took his Shvuah not to eat Paschitin and he forgot, so there is an onus. But if he forgot it Shabbos, he thought it was Sunday, so it's the same neglect or non-neglect, still he's Chayvei Kol. But here there is a special Zerzakosu. He wouldn't be an onus, he would be a shaykh in Kolaterikule. So if somebody takes a shvuah or chalteesle, but he forgot, so in Kolaterikule he wouldn't be an onus. So we see that here, because of the special zakos of Odom Bishvuah, there is a special geder of onus. But other shaynim hold, that is only in shvuah of Ova. But Mashaikin in Shvuah Vosit, he has to be on the alert. Unless there are two kikores. There is a kikasholisa and a kikasholtnai. So Memele, if he's where one is dependent upon the other, where the achil of one is dependent upon the achil of the other, so Memele, if he's a shaykh in one, so he's not put on the alert. But if he was already, if there is just one kikasholisa, so at the time of the neder, he's put on the alert, and then he's negligent, neglectful, if he doesn't remember. That's the shita of that regime. But the Rambam shita is the counter. Alright. Now, Rabin Avraham in Or, שייחל פירש רבי נשלאים איך אין שום הקין וכן אם הוא מקין הוא להקיק הזה אם אני איכל הוא אני שייסה היי ושוח החנדע ויוחל ושוסו מותה בקיקה שבשייה יקובר הנדע והוא לא עושה לו להקיק על המייך להיי והוא זוכה מן הנדע ונמשך החטאיתי במה שפירש בשבועיס שתיים בשבועי של איכל זו עם איכל זו so he mentions Rashi's Pshat and the Mephorish Pshat is based upon Rashi's Pshat והרם לא הביע כך לא בשבועיס ולא בן דור הוא ופי מה שביער, הייתי שבועי שתיים, נראה דייטי, דחייגב נאבד היו עושה רקיקה. So, on the counter, he says, according to the Rambam, so in the case where he said, imani, so he said, so then, according to Rashi, and according to Ram, and according to Moshe Rashenim, and if he forgets and eats today, so then he's good. It's not chaledo, so he's allowed to eat the kikya. So he says, according to the Rambam, because the whole gzerasa, you see, according to Rashi and according to the Ram and according to Tesis, so there are two halachas in Adam Bishvuye. One halacha for Adam Bishvuye is the Gemara of Elikim Hochel Marav, Elikim Hochel Marav. We be answering. So there it's a halacha in the Maisa Avere, in the violation of the Shvuye, of being Nishbala Shekia. That if it's Libi Amsei, he was oblivious, so it's not even Maisa Avere. Mashein came in the case where he says, Kikya Zeh Osar Alai. I mean, Shvuye Shaleichem. Shvuye Shaleichem. Kikya Zeh. And then he forgot that he answered a certain kikya on the basis of the achil ayin, and he ate today, and while he ate, so he forgot that he based the iser of the kikya, the shvuya of the iser of the kikya, on his achile. So according to Rashi, according to the Ran, so he's allowed to eat the kikya. So that's another aloche, that's not the same aloche as Libi Amsei. Libi Amsei implies because the Gavre was an onus at the time of the Maisaveir. So then it's not even Maisaveir, the time when he's Nish Balashekia. But here, it's not that he's an onus in the violation of the Shvuye. He is an onus in the Chaleis of the Shvuye. So it's another deal, even though both Halochas are implicit in the Gzeras HaKosov of Odom Bishvuye, but it's two separate dinim. But according to the Rambam, there is just one halocha in Odom Bishvuye. In other words, if he is an onus in the violation. So it manifests itself in the case of a violation of Shvuye of Ova, and it manifests itself in the case of a violation of Shvuye of Ozit. But in the case where he says, Kikya Zeh, Imaneich L'Hashay Sayyim, V'shochach HaNeder, V'yochal, not remembering that he asked the iser of the kikya was based upon the tachile, so he's also according to the Rambam. There is no other aloche that if he was a sheyeg in the chaleis haneder, so mimele the neder is not chal. Uv mashe biyer hayid shvuye shtayim pergimu niradaitei dechai gavne vade osar hakikya. The perish hayeichal v'yoche lo itliyehu, it's not a tnai. אלו שאוסר עליו מה שאיכל ומה שאישתאי וימוך לי בשייק פוטו מקום ואפילו שיילה לי בו. In other words, it's not in my savere. He's not even in the shamayim. Because there's the Gzeres HaKosov of Libyans. There's the shite of the Ram. All right. Now, the Ritvo. Yes, what is it?
But doesn't the Ram have a net in foreign shoes to the
Tzai Rashi? No, He does not. He does not. שאנייכל ושלשי שיש מקבצס שאנייכל שלשי וישוחח ויוחח ושוס פירש או מקנה ככוס ברן ויש מפורשים שאנייכל כלים הקנם יהי לי מה שאנייכל היין ומה שלשי סיין וישוחח ויוחח ושוס כל זה הוא נדרש גוגס ואין בוי בל יחד. So it's the same הלוכה as לקים הוחם הרב ולקים הוחם הרב. Now then, אבל כל סל הוריד סל חוכם הרב אחד או מחרב לחיר נראה דשבו יש גוגס עם מטור יסל מה שאובה. That when do we say that if he's an onus, he didn't remember at the time of the Shvuye, so it's not in my savere, only in Shvuye of Ova.
Because he's on guard, he's supposed to remember, he's supposed to alert himself to remembering it. The boyly laumi anafshi came pirsha rabbi. V'chein nira lifi emes. As a matter of fact, the Ram's pshat in Rashi and Shavuos is similar to the lomdes. Is similar to the lomdes of the Rambam, because the Ram says that according to Rashi, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. Which kikia he abishayik, whether the kikia shall isa or the kikia shall die, as long as it's the first kikia, so then there is no baisavir. Teisushite is not only if he is bishayik, the kikia shall die. So teisushite, we understand from the point of view of Exeras HaKosuf that if he is a sheyeik at the time when the neder has to be chal, the shvuah has to be chal, so mainly the neder is not chal. That depends now what affects the chalais of the shvuah of the neder. The achilah of the kikah shel tnai? Not the achilah of the kikah shel iser. The achilah of the kikah shel iser, that's the iser itself. So according to Tesvis, that only when does it come within the zakosuf of Odom Bishvue? Only if he was a sheikh in the achil of the kikah shel tnai. So you understand, that's the other aloha of Odom Bishvue. That if he is a sheikh at the time when the shvue has to be chal, so then it's not chal. But according to Rashi Shite, so it doesn't make any difference whether he eats b'sheikh the kikah shel iser or kikah shel tnai. Whatever is first. So if the first kikah, the achil of the first kikah is b'sheik, whether it's the kikah shel iser or the kikah shel tnai, so it comes with the zakos of Odom Bishvue. So b'shleime, when the achil of b'sheik was the kikah shel tnai, we understand. So the halacha is because it's not even chal. But if the achil of b'sheik, the first achil of b'sheik was of the kikah shel iser, so you cannot say that through the achille of the kikah shel iser, so it is chal. But it's chal what? That he shouldn't eat at night. So still, it comes within the zakos of the mishule. So according to Rashi Shite, so we have to explain it on the basis of the same lomdes as according to the Rambam. In other words, that it's a zakos of that he is anonymous in the maizavere. But according to Rashi, when is he considered anonymous? If there are two kikois, so Memele, he is not put on the alert until he eats one kikia b'mezid. Mashenkin, if there is just one kikia, so at the time when he takes the neder, he's put on the alert. But the lomdes is similar, you see. So then he says, so the chayre nire, the shuish gogis in the mutori is a mamesh shehova. Ki hoched, ma hocha marah. Aval haboy no mitoris, di boy lahmu ya nafshei, kim pir shurabi. In other words, of shvui al habo. So he is on the alert. So he's not a nose. V'chein nira lifi emes. So he says, v'tomati al haram. This he says, shal yichilik bidomo. V'yomar, bein biyovar, bein biyosit mitoris. Moshikosa bifir beis. Tamarai bezalu yisik. Obese, v'tzorichi in bidlo. But that's the shittes Rambam. And all the Rishenim mentioned. Omar kene mishkin honestly, she gomvo eskisi, ve she hikso es ni, ve neida shalo hiks, shli kose, ve neida shalo gomvo, ro iso leich lintin, ve yoma harei aleichem ko, harei hein aleichem ko, ve nimtzu ovi ve ochiv, ve hoyo imoen acherim, ve shama yemrim heim utorim, uma she imoem asurim, ובי סילה אמרים אלו ואלו מתורים. ובי סילה אמרים אלו ואלו מתורים. משום נדע שות המקצוע סיוטה כולי. כדי איסה בגמור. ומתורים אפילו בלו ישי לקומה. כדי אמור אמבריש פירקים. וכולה בו הנדורים אין צריך אינשי לו לכו חום. ואיתי מדימיל זה. משום נחיב ושאי לא יודע. שאווי ויוחי ויו אמויהם. הויו מציע מן הכלל. הרי זה מוטה בעיקר נדע. שלא יודעתי מאילו מלוביב, וכל שיש בעיקר נדע, תויס, אין פיבלי בישובין ובוטל מעצב,
ומשמוח בכני משתנה נסלי בינון שיימא בפירו שגום ועסקיסי דילוי אף על פי שויית הייתי בשביל כך מכל מוקים כאילו של הדר עשישתי נסחבי לכתוי הסביקה נדר אבל כאן שלו נסחבי להדר הזה מאילום הרי הנדר בוטל מאילוב נאו בקחידה שהיא הנרה so the marit is masik there is a tshuva shuvin in chilek rishon of shavuos tshuvas marit tshuva samachetz and then in shniyos the shavuos tshuva shniyos in chof zayin and chof ches he is masik on this one but the ram establishes a very big chiddush the ram says that there are two kinds of toys there is one toys that is a toyes b'ikar neder and there is another toyes that is a toyes in an extraneous thing not in the identity not a mistake as to the identity of the neder now let's say why does the Ram make this distinction because here the Mishnah mentions examples of nidrish gogis of shkriy gogis so one example is of let's say if roi so me containi wo ma real and kom we nim so wie wacht so mach leik is between bisham and bisilo is in regard to the others but all agree that as far as dovi and ochi are concerned that they are not those about why is it that toys even though he didn't say when he says harei hei na lechem kom she atem zorim because you are strangers you're not my relatives He just said, Harin aleichem kom. He didn't say, Harin, hein aleichem, zorim, kom. Still, it's a toys. Why? Because had he known that his father and his brother are there, he wouldn't have asked anoy. Even though he didn't spell it out to indicate that he only asks the anoy because he takes it for granted that they are strangers, they are not his relatives. It's not his father, it's not his brother, not his brothers. But in the case of Kene Mishnah Nenesli, She Gomvo Eskisi Vishay Hikso Esmi, the Mishnah mentions She Gomvo Eskisi Vishay Hikso Esmi. In other words, if at the time of the Neder, he spelled it out, I asked Anoy of my wife because she stole, because she hit my son. But suppose he didn't spell it out, she stole, she hit my son. But he asked Anoy, And then he comes to us and he tells us he thought that she stole, that's why. But now he found out. So then it's not an edatoyes. Then she would have to resort to a shaylus chochah and to a pesach. Would have to use it as a pesach. So why is there a difference between this case? Kene mishten enesli shigom v'eskise shiik says ni and the case of nida shalikose even nida shalikose shalikom v'o so the Ram says that it all depends if the mistake is a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the neder so then even if he doesn't spell it out it's considered mitrish gogis So, in the case where he answers the annoy of certain people who stand at a distance, and he was thinking at that time that they were strangers, then he found out that they were his brothers or his father, so then there is a mistaken identity. There is a mistake as to the identity of the neder, of the subject matter of the neder. His intention was to answer annoy of the strangers, but not to ask anoy of his father and his brothers. So there was mistaken identity. So in the case of a mistaken identity, even though he didn't spell it out, so it's a neder toyes, it's a nidrish gogis, and it doesn't require any shalos chochma. No pesach, nothing. Vashein came in the case, came in mishnah nenesli. So there was no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the neder. Who was the subject matter of the neder? His wife. And did he make a mistake as to the identity of his wife? No, she was his wife. But he thought that his wife stole. And now he found out that his wife did not steal. So So in such a case, since there is no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the neder, of the shvue, so if he didn't spell it out, so then it's lomach shabalev. So it's not toyes. It can be used as a pesach. As a pesach, it can be used. But miatzme without a techochem, it cannot be mutar. Now, some time ago, I mentioned that according to the Teisves, the Teisves is chelik under Rav. That's what I said some time ago. And the Teisves also agrees with the Rav's principle that where there is a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the neder, of the subject matter of the neder. So even without spelling it out, it's mitresh gogeis, it doesn't even require a Torah Chochem. It doesn't even require because of the special zersakosu for Vodom Bishvue. And I mentioned this thesis some time ago. She gomvo eskisi, she hiksoz ni. Einli fori she pirei shim gomvo eskisi. Vichenim hiksoz ni. Dim kem pshitetu lechol aneda. Chol aneda. But, so, I assumed that the pshat thesis at that time, when I mentioned that thesis, so, I assume that the pshat in Teisves is that only that the, when the Mishnah says Kein Mishkin honestly shegom bo eskisiv sheikses ni, not that he verbalized it and he said Kein Mishkin honestly and he spelled it out shegom bo eskisiv sheikses ni, but he just said Kein Mishkin honestly and then he explained to us and he said, because I was laboring under the notion that she stole, that she was hitting my son. And now I found out, not that in the neder, he said, she gom vo eskisi ve she ikses mi. This is what Teisve says. Ein li fore she pire shim gom vo eskisi ve chenim ikses mi. Din kem pshita lo chol aneder. So then, it's a double portion, the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us. But the Mishnah has reference to a case where he didn't spell out, she gom vo eskisi ve she ikses mi, at the time of the neder. But later on, he comes to us and he says, this is the reason as to why I asked Anoya for my wife. Because I asked Anoya of my wife. Because I was laboring under the notion that my wife was a thief. And now I found out that she was not a thief. That she was not hitting my children. So I said that the Rosh also agrees with the Lomdes of the Rav. That wherever there is no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the neder of the shvue, so then if it's not spelled out, it's lo shebelev, it's not nitritoes, it's not the nitritoes. But the Ran is the thesis is chelik on the Ran on one point. According to the Ran, so where do we have a mistaken identity in the case of Rois Anichlin Tainin Vomari Alichim Korm Vinim Tzovi Vyochi? So in other words, he was mistaken completely as to the physical identity of the people whom he asked Anoy. He thought that they were strangers and then they turned out to be his brothers or his father. Mashinke, where there was no mistake as to the physical identity of the person, the subject matter of the neder, but there was a mistake as to the moral identity of the person. So that's not a mistake in the identity of the subject matter of the neder. Whereas Stasis holds, what difference does it make? What kind of a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the neder was? Whether it was a mistake as to the physical identity of the person, or if there was a mistake as to the spiritual and moral identity. In other words, just as in the case of Roy Sanech Lintainin, Viomari Alechem Kom, Vinim Tzovi Viochi. So then we say there is a mistake as to the identity, so it doesn't, Ran says, he doesn't even have to spell out, and without an umdene muchach, without anything, because of the special zakosuf of Odom Bishmue. So in the case of Kena Mishkin Enesli, and he didn't spell out verbally, he didn't verbalize Shekom Veskisi, he just says Kena Mishkin Enesli. But then he comes and tells us, he said Kein Mishkin honestly because he was mistaken as to the spiritual and moral identity of his wife. He thought that his wife was a nice person. And he thought that his wife was not a nice person. He thought that his wife was a thief. Now he found out that his wife is a nice person. So again, there is a mistake as to the identity. It's not a mistake as to the physical identity, but there is a mistake as to the moral identity. That's what I said. I said it briefly. I mean, I didn't want to go to elaborate on it because we haven't covered that sugya yet. But then I went through the Churis Marit, Churis Amches, and in Aleph, and then in Churit in Yone. So Chof Zayin, Chof Ches. So he understood the Tesis differently. So according to his understanding of Tesis, Tesis agrees with the Ran and everything, because not the way I understood at that time. The Tesis only Foreish Shepirish in Gomvo Eskisi, that the Mishnah is reference to the case where he didn't spell out Shegomvo Eskisi, but he just said Kini Mishnah Nesli. And then he told us that he was mistaken as to the moral identity of his wife. He thought his wife was a thief, was a criminal. And now we found out that his wife was a nice person. No, he says, Enoch nam de marit, and the marit is right, because it's more mashma in the Loshon of the Isves. The Loshon of the Mishnah is, Kene mishti nemesli shegom voskisi. The Mishnah doesn't say, Kene mishti nemesli ingom voskisi. So he says, Eimli forish epirish ingom voskisi. Eimli forish shepirish ingom voskisi. So then we don't have to resort to the halacha of Nidrash Gogis. Nidrash Gogis is based upon the special zazakos of Rodom Mishwe. But if he says, Kene Mishti Ing Menesli Ingom Veskisi, so he mentions it now. So he says that my wife should be also to have a noya from me if she stole. But if she didn't stole, if she didn't steal, so then she shouldn't be also banoy. So it's not, we don't have to resort to Nidrish Gogis, to a special Zazakosov, or the Bishwe. So it's a neder and tnai, and the tnai was not fulfilled. He was stealing with Dobo. So that's not Nidrish Gogis, that's something else. So then it's a Dobo Poshut. So the Dobo Poshut. Let's say, suppose he says, Kene Mishti, Nemesli, Imochlo, Baboike. And then it turns out that she didn't eat in the morning. So, she would not be also danoy. Because he spelled it out, not because of Nidrish Gogeis. So here, we shouldn't explain the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is reference to the case where he said, Kene Mishti Nenesli Imgom Veskisi. Then it's another portion, it goes without saying. The Mishnah is reference to the case where he spelled out, Kene Mishti Nenesli Shegom Veskisi. So in other words, so that means the Tesis agrees completely with the Ram. Now, so the Marit's understanding of Tesis is more accurate than my original understanding of Tesis. Now, however, the Marit himself, he mentions the Taini. He says, Monefshach. First of all, he rejects the whole concept that there is a distinction between a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the Neder Shvue, or a mistake as to an extraneous matter, not affecting the identity of the subject matter. So he says, so why is it that the Mishnah says, in connection of Kine Mishnah and Enesli, the Mishnah mentions that he spelled it out, Shegom Veskisi, Sheik says me, and in connection of the in connection with the case of Roy Samich Nitenim, Roma, Hareyim Alechem Korbim, Vinim Tzor Vivyochiv, Voyim Moen Acherim, so then, even though he didn't spell it out, so he says, when is it Nidrish Gogeis, if there is an Umdene Demuchach? So in the case of so without spelling out, it's an ansade that he doesn't want to answer Hanoye from his relatives, from his brothers and his father. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't have to mention it. But in the case of Ken Nenesli, so if he doesn't spell out Chigombo Eskisi, so then there is no umdene de muchach that he asked her Hanoye because he accused her of stealing, of hitting the children. There is no such umdene muchach unless he says it. But so in other words, so according to the Marit, there is no distinction between a mistake as to the identity and a mistake as to an extraneous matter. That the distinction is between a case where there is an umdre de muchach, that was the motivating factor, where there is no umdre de muchach. So, in the case of Hari Alechem Korben, so without spelling out there's an umdre de muchach, because the average person does not want to ask a hanoya of the father and the brother. But in the case of Kenny Mishten Enesli, if it is not spelled out, Chigon Veskisi, so there is no Umdene Muchach. And then he says, and then the Marit says, and if there is such a distinction, so in the case of Kenny Mishten Enesli, even if he didn't spell it out, but if he in his heart made an eder because he was laboring under the notion that she was a thief, and then he found out she was a nice person, so there is also a mistake as to the identity. But the Marit assumed that Tesis, when Tesis says in Lifori Shapira Shim Gomve Eskisi, that Tesis means in Lifori Shapira Shim Gomve Eskisi. So he says no, Dimkim Shinu Choranede. But the Mishnah is referenced to the case where he spelled it out She Gomvo, not Im Gomvo. Now, there in the Shidim Kubet says, you could say the same pshat in the Shidim Kubetzes too, but in the Shidim Kubetzes, whereas in the Teisves, so it's mashma the way the Marit understood the Teisves. But in Shidim Kubetzes, there is a diuk that he really agrees with the longness of the Rand, that there is a difference between a mistaken identity and a mistake as to an extraneous matter. But on the other hand, he considers this case of Kenny Mishdin honestly, and even if he didn't spell it out, Shegomvo Eskisi, also as a mistake as to the identity, because she was mistaken as to the real identity of his wife. He thought she was a criminal. She was a thief. And then he found out that his wife was a nice person. I mean, it's not Mifuresh, because he also uses the Loshin. Kenen Ishtin Enesli. She comes with skis, she says, Nivne, she comes with Lixo. Claim a Gamzenit Rishgoges, Varism Terrasley. Afal Pishalo Hisno, Bishwa Yisai. Lay Mar in Gomva skis. We mix with me. Afal Hoche Potter. Or actually, you could say, Afal Pishalo Hisno, Bishwa say, Lay Mar in Gomva. But Shehi, She Gomva. But then he says, Vafal Hoche Potter, Kashleel, She Gomva, Velo Yixo, Shanish Baladovo, Uchisovo Shuke. Nitrishgoges. All right, it's not a strong diuk, but it's mashma from the Haram, it's from Rabbi Elazar Mamitz. I mean, that he holds that way. Now, what is the reason of the Ram? Anyway, so the Ram says as follows. Ubisil Leimli. Now again, Ubisil Leimli. Eilu veilu mitor. Mishim neda shuta mikzosi uta kolei, ki nisa bigmore. Umitorim afir uroi shai lekoma. כדי אמורם ברשפיר, כדי כל הרבו נדורם, נצריך נשאי לכוחם. ואיתי מדי מילצה, מי שמדחיב משאיר לו ידי השווי ויוחי וימוין או ימציע מן הכלל, הרי זה מוטה בעיקר נדע. שלא יודעתי מאילו מלוביב, וכל שיש בעיקר נדע תועס, אין פי ולי בשווי, ובוטל מעצמי, ומשום הוכה בכנים נשתין אנס לי, בינו שיהיה מבפי ראשי גום ואסקיסי, די לא יאף על פי שאיתי בשביל כך, מכל מוקים קים של הדרס אשתי נסרבן, לקט טויז בי כנדה, there is no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the נדה. Because he intended to ask Aranoia by his wife, and he meant his wife, and he turned out to be his wife. He didn't turn out to be a different person. אבל כאן של נסחב על הדר הזה מאילום, it turned out to be a different person, a mistaken identity. הרי אני את הבוטום. Why does the Ran make that distinction? So the Marit, so the Ran's Raya is because in respect, שלו יקסו ונדר, שלו יקום בו, I'm sorry, in respect to איך לא נסנטיינים, so the Mishnah doesn't mention that he spelled it out in the Neda. And in the case of Nishtin Enesli, the Mishnah mentions that he spelled out in the Neder, Shegomvo Eskisi Vishik says me. So, the Marit disposes of that Kashe very simply by saying that in the case of Ron Esechel Tenim, so it's an Ansade without spelling out. In the case of Kenim Mishnah Enesli, without spelling out, there is no Ansade. But apparently, so why did Aran not say the same way as the Marit, because the Ran held that even in the case of there is no umdene de muchach that a person doesn't want to asad anoye by his brothers. There is no such a. There are certain people who don't get along with their brothers, who don't get along with their fathers. So mimele, there is no umdene muchach, and still the Mishneh does not spell it out in the neder. So it's a raya that wherever the mistake is a mistake as to the identity, as to the physical identity of the subject matter of the neder, so without an umdene de muchach, the neder is bottle. Without a talk. Why? But is dvorim shebalev? The answer is, this is how Revolver explains it. Because that's the raya of the hechech of the Ran. Because there is a special gzeres hakosuv of Odom Bishmue. There is a special gzeres hakosuv of Odom Bishmue. So Mimele, why do we need a special gzeres hakosuv of Odom Bishmue? Toes, if there is an umdene de muchach, so then in all kiyonim, in kolatei kule, it's bottle. Why do we have to resort to a special gzeres hakosuv? The answer is, here we have to resort to a special gzeres hakosuv in a case where there is no umdene de muchach. But so then, if even in a case where there is no umdene de muchach, so there is a special gzeres hakosuv. Is there a special gzeres hakosuv that it's toyes? So why do we have to resort to Pesach? So every Pesach should be muter without etachochem, without gimel hediates, without yochid mumche. So the answer is, when do we have to resort to Pesach and to etachochem, gimel hediates, yochid mumche? That is, if the mistake is in an extraneous matter. But if the mistake is as to the identity of the subject matter of the neder, then we don't even have to resort to Pesach. All right. Now, the Marit points out from the Rambam, he deduces from the Rambam that the Rambam doesn't agree with the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Ches Milchas Nidori, Halacha Dalet, V'lo yoid, el mi sheroa anoshim mirochik, eich limteinim shalei, v'yom aloen areyen aleichem korb, kib mishekorav aleyem v'hibit, v'areinovi v'yochiv, harilu mitori, af al pi shalui pirish asibo shedirom bigolo, harei ze kemoi shepirish, shadobo mechiyach, shalui osar aleyem, elo shalui obitaiti shein zorim, So the Rambam's lotion is Shadova Mechiach. According to the Ram, we don't have to resort to Adova Mechiach. Adova Mechiach means an ansadik. Because there is a mistaken identity. So it's a raya that the Rambam rejects this distinction between a mistake as to the identity of it. Now, that seems to be a very strong raya than the Rambam, that the Rambam rejects the whole concept, the whole distinction of the Ram. A toyes biikra neder, a mistaken identity, and a mistake as to an extraneous matter, even though the extraneous matter is a motivating factor in the neder. But as long as it's not in the identity of the subject matter of the neder, so then it requires Pesach. Unless there is an umdene de muchach. Unless there is an umdene de muchach. Now, I don't want to go over this sugi in Nozia, but Rabelvo explains a certain Rambam in Nozia. He explains a certain Rambam in Nozia, because the Mishnah says Nozia, Yedei Ani Sheyesh Nizires, Taf Yudalev, Avalin Yedei Ashanozi Rosa Biyayin, Hariz Osa, Virabshime Mate. ידי אני שאני עוזר עושה ביין, אבל סוב רואיסי שחכום מתיר לי, מפני שאני, שאין אני יוחר, ליך יסר ביין, או מפני שאני קיבר סמי סימרי זה מותר. הרי זה מותר. So I don't want to go over the whole Gemara. It'll take way too much time. The Rambam says, now there is a machlekel between Rabbonin and Rab Shimon in Nozia. Suppose that someone says, Harini Nozia minayai, lo mina taglachas. So Rab Shimon says, if he specifies that he is only to be a Nozir of Yayin and not taglachas, not to mesmesim, so then he's not a Nozir. And the Chachomim say, the Rabbonin say, even if he says Arini Nozir min acharzi min ayayin, even though he says loimit aglachas loimit tumes meisim, so he's a nozir l'chol dvar. It's a special zazakos. Even though he spelled it out that he doesn't want to be a nozir in regard to tiglachas and in regard to tumes meisim. So the halacha is like the Rabbon. So the Rambam says, in Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalet, not a binozir. V'omar lo yisi yedei shanozir osa b'yayin, or bitume b'teglachas. V'ilu lo yisi yedei kein, lo yisi neidei. Hari ze nozir v'chayev b'kulo. Shalo yedei shosa ratzmei be'echod mishleishem minim. Uchvo b'yarnu shafim le'nodar lo me'echod me'mosa b'chulom. Because we pass like the Rabbanon of Chashim. Then he says, Halacha Tezvov, omar yedei lo yisi shanozir osa b'cholelu. Avol hoyo b'daitei. שמותר לי לשתות אני יין, מפני שאני אוכל לחיות בלא יין, או מפני שאני קיבה אסמסי, הרי זה אין לי נוזר, מפני שאילו בכלל נדרש גוגס, שאין צריכים שיילו לחוכם כמו שבעם. So if he says that he accepted regular, if he says, הרי לי נוזר, and then he says, he didn't know that one of the Surim of Nozir is Shias Yayin. So then, he's a Nozir and he's Ozer and everything. Why? Because, two, he didn't know. He didn't know that one of the Surim Nozir is Shias Yayin, but he did know that one of the Surim Nozir is Tiglachas. One of the Surim Nozir is Tumas Meisim. And he said, Arini Nozir. So he was Mikadeh. He said, "Arini nozir b'daite." So b'yotzeine. So he was mikabel mizires litiklachas and litumas meisim. And the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon say that even if he specifies that he should be a nozir only in one of the isurim of nozir, not in all, so he's a nozir b'kel because of his special zazakos of yai b'shecho yazim. But sheinke, if he says he knew that he nozir is oser yai, but he thought that because of the special situation that he'll face, the special problem that he'll face on account of the fact that it's good for his health, for his physical constitution, to drink wine, or because he made a living as being a member of the Chevra Kadisha, because as an undertaker, he made a living from being an undertaker. So Mimele, even though he was cognizant that he knows there is also to Tumas Meisim, but he thought that the Bezdin will adopt a liberal approach and they'll give him a dispensation that whenever he has to be mitami himself to Meisim for his profession, they'll give him a dispensation. So then, having known that the Bezdin, the Gimel Adyeteis and the Yochid Mumche, I mean, they are so strict, I mean, that they wouldn't give him any dispensation, so he wouldn't have taken that matter. He wouldn't have taken that neder of Nizires. So then the neder is Nidrish Gogis, he doesn't even require Etachot. He doesn't even require Etachot. So the question is, what's the difference between this case and that case? So Rav Elul says as follows. In the first case, where he didn't know that one of the Isuri Nozia, is Shias Yayin, So then, it means that he wasn't even Mikabel Yayin. He was just Mikabel Nizires Ligabi Tiglachas. He was just Mikabel Nizires Ligabi Tumas Meisim. So, in the Aloche, the Rabbanon of Reb Shimon say that one says Arini Nozem, that the Glachas Arini Nozem with Masmeisim, even though he spelled it out that he shouldn't be in Nozem, li Shias Yayin, so he's in Nozem Lekei, li Shemesh Nozem Zakosu. So, Mimele, he wasn't even Mikabel, so he can't apply the Aloche of Nedashuta Mikchosi Utakulei, because he wasn't even Mikabel Shias Yayin. Masha'in came in the second case, where he knew that the Nozir is also in Tiglach, is also in Tumas Meisim, is also in Shias Yayin. But, and he said, Harini Nozir, Harini Nozir. And he meant he should be in Nozir in everything. But he was laboring under the notion that Aloche is very liberal, and will give him dispensations, that every Talmud Chochem will give him a dispensation whenever it's necessary for him to drink or to be mitamer amazing because it's necessary for his profession. And had he known that the Aloche says he give adin zohor, doesn't make any dispensations, he wouldn't have taken that neder. So in other words, so it's midrash gogis, he doesn't even require a chochem. So, but there is no umden in muchach. So Ravel says, because here, as far as the element of Shias Yayin is concerned, or Tumel Meisim, let's say, where he happens to be an undertaker, so then it's a mistake as to the identity of the neder, the Iker neder. So Mimele, without the Techochem, so it is bottle. So since he was Mikabel, even in regard to Shias Yayin, even in regard to Tumas Meisim, but there is a mistake as to the Ika Neder, as to the identity of the Neder, as to the identity of the subject matter of the Neder. So he was Mikabel, that Nizires, and it was Bitoyes, so we say Neder Shuta Mikchosi Utakulei, so Memele, he's Mutar and everything. Anyway.